You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
That's my song. Hey, kindreds. What's up out there? It is the end of the year. Can you believe that kind of stuff? It is the end of 2025. And I tell you what a hell of a year. It's been a year. You know, and every year everyone says, oh, this is going to be my year. It's going to be this year. And then it's all of these unknown factors that happen. Before I get into what I want to talk about a little bit today and our beautiful, wonderful guest, I want to just give a shout out and say our sponsor, yay, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. Look at me. Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, 818-571-1508. He can talk to you about anything that has to do with real estate. You guys call him. He's not sitting by the phone, but he likes to get phone calls too because he loves to run his mouth, especially when it comes to real estate property, probate issues, things like that. So don't forget, 818-571-1508. I want to give a shout out, local shout out to Wagging While Walking Doggy Daycare. They're in Woodland Hills. The website is www.waggingwhilewalking. That's W-A-G-G-I-N-G, wild, W-H-I-L-E, walking, the word, .com. I met Thomas, one of the owners, who was very nice. He reminded me of Glenn Turbin for some reason. He looked like an actor. So I was very surprised that he was a dog. Doggy daycare. He and his wife are doggy daycare people, and they are right here in Woodland Hills. So check them out. Really quick, our commentary before we bring on our guest. Be careful, everyone out there. It is the end of the year. I didn't know. I mean, I knew, but I didn't pay much attention to it. And things happen in your personal life, and you figure you need to know certain things. But there are a lot of scams. Like, there are people calling themselves insurance companies. People saying they're attorneys, all kinds of things. So, you know, just make sure you check references, friends, family, AI, Google, anywhere you can find information and facts about scams. They sell your information about the beginning of the end of the year. They start selling information. They do. I don't know what else to tell you. There's no other way anyone could have your information unless it was sold by someone else. So then that makes sense to you. So I want to just be careful about being scammed. Call, check online, you know, make sure you check with something, look at the email where it came from, the whole thing. All right. And protect yourself. So drum roll. Guess who I have today? She's beautiful. She's talented. She's a 3-time Grammy nominated spoken word artist category. In the Grammys, and that isn't that nice that we have that now. Her best and all of her works. You want to talk about A Hurricane in Heels, H-E-E-L-S, and Healed, H-E-A-L-D, People, Don't Act Like That. And then her 10th album, Civil Rights, The South Got Something to Say. She is the founder, and writes is W-R-I-T-E-S, which is cute, very, very catchy. She is the founder of a Poetry Versus Hip Hop, CODA, a free virtual community of creatives and talented writers and producers and people like that. And she is also a TED Talk speaker. Her name, Queen Sheba. Yo! Hey, Queen. Thanks for coming on my show. We can't hear you.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
Ooh, and look how beautiful you are. No wonder you're called Queen Sheba. Hey.
Look how beautiful you are. Look at your orange hair. It's amazing.
From one queen to another. And my hair goes with your jacket, by the way. I love that jacket.
You know, we plan this. We plan this in the universe.
So what out of all the things, I love asking artists and talent this, out of all the things you could have done, could have been an actor because you're beautiful, you're talented, obviously, because you can command the spoken word. Why spoken word? And then not only why spoken word, you were able to get not one, not two, but 3 Grammy nominated. Do you know how hard that is to do, especially for spoken word? So tell us what's going on here.
And especially as an independent artist, I don't belong to a record label. Shout out to record labels. I need a record label. Well, I don't know if I need one.
Sony and all you guys out there.
Yeah, Sony and all you. I don't know if I need one, but, you know, I could use one. I could always use the help. You know, I've done okay, but I could always use the help for sure. I have an amazing team, and we always ramp up around this time of year. Why spoken word? Because spoken word has no ceiling. So we can be actors. There are actors in movies. There are actors. There are poets and spoken word artists in Catch. There's spoken word artists and poets in Inside Man. There's poets and spoken word artists doing voiceovers for Pizza Hut, for Mercedes-Benz. So I have done corporate sponsorship with Lululemon, United Way, Reebok, Red Bull. So spoken word has no ceiling. There is no blueprint. There's no right or wrong way for us to go. And because we can memorize like actors and actresses, and because we can do method acting, we can procure those emotions that we had when we were writing. And because we can relive those moments from the stories that we were telling, we can do anything. I just did a TED Talk in October, so we can do keynote speaking. We can come to your corporate events. I have performed for Google. I have performed for the embassy, for the Ethiopian embassy. I have performed in Washington, D.C.
for like 11 different countries you performed. You're all over. You're global.
That's right. You know? And it's, you know, it's more than some, less than others. And, it, you know, your path is personal. So I like to say that as well.
I love it.
And you just never know where spoken word is going to take you. So spoken word has no path, which makes us amazing. And some people find, you know, a lot of A&Rs when spoken word started to become pop culture didn't know what to do with us. And my answer was, do everything. There is no limit. If you want us in a commercial, put us in a commercial. Mm-hmm. If you want us in a movie, put us in a movie. There are so many spoken word artists that that if I said, oh, that's a spoken word artist right there in that movie. Oh, there's a spoken word artist right there in that sitcom. Oh, there's a spoken word artist right there in that commercial. And I mean working, relevant spoken word artists, not like some obscure spoken word artist that nobody's ever heard of. I'm talking about mm-hmm. relevant pop and spoken mm-hmm. word artists that mm-hmm. are working and running around the world. So it just, you know, it's just an amazing career where we don't have a suit that we have to put on that people expect. That's what's so amazing about being a spoken word artist, that we could sing, we can dance. Bamuthi, who is one of my favorite spoken word artists in the world, he does modern tap and jazz dance, and he lives right above you in the Bay and does dance all the time when he does spoken word. So mm-hmm. you can do anything.
I'll have to get him on the show. Yeah, the thing about spoken word that I like, and by the way, I came out of the record labels and out of corporate America before I became independent. And the record labels there were several spoken word artists. I have to go back and look through my notes. But there were several, as a matter of fact, people of color spoken word artists that the record labels represented. I remember back in the day, I cannot remember their names right now, but there were several that were very prominent at that time. And then they kind of disappeared when rap became more prominent, because rap is like spoken word with music set to it, in my opinion.
What'd you say?
Rap is spoken word with music set to it.
What'd you say?
Rap is spoken word with music set to it. You're talking Gil Scott Heron, The Last Poets, people like that. They were speaking before. All they did was add music and rhythm and sound to spoken word, all of it spoken word.
And I don't know why they peg us against each other all the time. We are cousins. We're sisters and brothers. We love hip-hop artists. I don't consider myself a hip-hop artist, but I like to try to rap. You know,
but
I don't...
You are, when you're speaking a word, like if you decided to all of a sudden do this, like you just said, I'm going to be a hip-hop artist.
I think there is a intentionality, though. The difference between spoken word and hip-hop is intentionality. Now, that I will say. Now, rap is...
What does that mean?
Because when you hear a country music singer, you know the intentionality of a country music singer is blues. You can say blues, love songs. It's, you know, maybe sometimes death and destruction, right? You know that it's from maybe country areas of the country. You can say Tennessee, Texas. I'm not saying that's where it all comes from. I'm not. I want to make that not very, you know, the internet will drag you. Be like, it's not from here. You know? So, and when you say hip hop, you think of New York, Atlanta, LA, the Bay, you know? So, okay. Now the intentionality of spoken word and poetry is the voice of the people to cure, to help, to solve. Now with hip hop, the intentionality has always been fantasy, always. And I'm not saying death and destruction. I did not say that. I said it's always been fantasy. It's always been braggadocious. It's always been, I have more than, I'm the best at. I am over and above. You should come to me rather than go to A, B, or C. It's, you know, the similarities can be noted that I've come from struggle and here I am. Now, the difference is that the intentionality of spoken word and poetry is that I've come from struggle and I may have made some not so favorable choices to get to where I am. However, I'm on a positive path. Whereas hip hop, especially today, romanticizes the not so positive choices and then says, hey, if it works for you, keep doing it. That is not what we're saying. The intentionality between hip hop and spoken word is completely different. So since you mentioned the genres, there is a difference when someone is trying to come into the spoken word genre as a hip hop artist, because we're saying, whoa, 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 what is your intention here? Are you coming in as a spoken word artist and you're going to uplift our community with the intentionality that we have as spoken word people? Or are you coming in as a hip hop artist trying to slide and say, no, 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 we're just cousins. So I'm just going to sound like a spoken word artist, but I'm going to still use the same message as a hip hop artist. And it's not the same.
Same. That's, and thank you for breaking that down, because a lot of people, and by the way, only because I'm came from the record labels, I know my stuff, rap and hip hop are completely different.
For sure.
Rap came up, hip hop started out as conscious, you know, Gil Scott Heron with African Bumbada and those things where they were really talking about things that were affecting society and the people of the society, the people of, on a global level. And then rap came in when they found that they could make money. I was down at the Venice Beach when they told her brothers they couldn't sell it. We can't sell hip hop. It's never going to sell. And then as soon as they saw how popular hip hop and rap were and that the brothers started selling out the back of their trucks, I was down in Venice Beach when they sold CDs from out of the trunks of their cars and got the word out. And then the corporate America came in and took it over and said, oh, well, now we see we can make some money. Now we're going to put hip hop and rap together. We're going to start cursing all that. But that's not what hip hop is. Hip hop is conscious. Rap is just a tool to make money. Talk about your vagina. Talk about your breasts. Talk about your big D's and all of that. That's rap. Hip hop has nothing to do with that. Hip hop is conscious. They got it mixed up by putting them in the same thing because they both are things you have to deliver. You have to deliver something with your mouth. So I wanted to ask you, did any of those people influence you? Where are your influences from? Are they from the female people you've seen? Because you're still building, you're still carving away for those women, you know, or are they coming from things that have happened to you in your life and you want to talk about them? You want people to know your journey?
Oh, absolutely both. I'm of the era of Roxanne, of Queen Latifah, of Moni Love. I'm of the era where Slim Thugga was the first hip hop artist to sell a million CDs out his trunk and made and sold them for a dollar. Mm-hmm. And when the record label sat him down and said, I'm going to give you $1 million, he would say, keep your $1 million.
I mean, I'm
I've have already made $1 million. You got to come better than that. And I do believe that Slim Thugger put a poet, Amanda, who we now know as Amanda Seals. Back then, she was Amanda Diva, as a poet and spoken word artist on his album. And it was an amazing merging of poetry and hip hop, or poetry and rap, or whatever that was at the time. And it was great. It was great when Method Man put Mary J. Blige on his album. That is R&B and hip hop.
Right.
But it was great. It was Erykah Badu when she started to be like, oh, let me start a poetry and spoken word night in Houston and have all my poets and friends. Yeah, cool. I'm here in Atlanta when Joy, a Big Gip, Rube, the Dungeon family had an open mic 2 miles from where I'm sitting at Sugar Hill in the Underground every Tuesday. And you could say hello to John Legend, to Yazara, to Erykah Badu, to everybody and their mama. Matter of fact, I met Kanye West at an open mic in Miami. So poetry, live music, and hip hop have always influenced each other. And it's okay that we're come from different tribes as long as we respect each other's journey. So yes, of course, I come from the era of strong Black women who say, I too can talk about my breasts and my vagina, but I'm going to educate you about my breasts and my vagina and why it's not okay for them to be violated, why it's not okay for the government to take over my breasts and my vagina, and why it's not okay for why no means no. And that is what, so it's the merging, it's the juxtaposition of the influence of these Black women, of me knowing these Black women, of growing up in this era, and also my life experiences, which is exactly what A Hurricane in Heels is like. So all my albums before this, I've been like, you know, queen of badass, queen of badass, queen of badass. And this one, I'm still, you know, coming at people like, hey, here it is raw, but I wanted to be more vulnerable. And vulnerable does not mean soft. What you're getting on this album is banter, jokes. You're getting, oh, really? This is what happened? You're getting the vulnerable side. You're getting soft girl era. You're getting all of that into one album. And it's saying, listen, strong is the new vulnerability. Vulnerability is the new strong. And being a strong Black woman does not mean that we're going to be up in your face and chopping you down. It means now we have boundaries and barriers. It means now that we know how to express ourselves, and no means no. And if there needs to be paperwork behind it, there's going to be paperwork behind it, and you're not going to scare us anymore. So if we need to meet you in court because you violated our body, we're going to meet you in court. We are going to meet you in court because you have violated.
Yeah. We just lost her. She's lost. Queen. Oh my gosh. Oh, I hate this. She said something was wrong with her phone or something. I don't know what's going on here. We lost her, you guys. I don't know what happened to her, but she said something about her phone, so I'm sure she's going to. That's the thing with streaming. There's always some little thing that might happen. We can't really control it as much as we could back in the day when things were more, you know, we had TVs or whatever. And my butcher's. So I will wait for her to come back. But basically, she's saying that now in today's time, women can express themselves. As a matter of fact, I was telling someone that there's a whole vagina museum, the only one in the world, in London. And they called it that because a lot of people, even women, we do not understand our own bodies. We don't understand the anatomy of our own bodies. A lot of women don't touch their own bodies and, you know, things like that. And I don't know if it's because of religious beliefs or why wouldn't you touch your own body? You know, I don't know what that is, but at any rate, I wanted her to further get into that and about, you know, her being a champion of spoken word artist and also, you know, doing a piece like A Hurricane in Heels. Heal people don't act like that. So, and anyway, I don't know when we're going to get her back, and I'm very sorry. I apologize profusely for that happening. We try to tell people ahead of time to prepare for the interview, so I don't know I don't know what happens. You know, we know, they know it's streamed and they know it's live and they have a link. And so the thing is on the link, we tell people to practice everything before you get on the show. So we don't have to do this unless it's, you know, something that just happens out of our control. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. So I think, in my opinion, as I said, I don't see the big difference in spoken word and hip hop. Maybe it's some kind of legal thing for money making, but when you are doing a poetry, you're still coming from an inner space somewhere that deep inside that you want to express and get it out. And yeah, rap has music, is going, but it's still, the person's still gunning and still bringing to the surface of their themselves what they want to say from somewhere deep inside. So I don't see the big difference. Maybe it's a money thing. Maybe it is something that, you know, the record labels or the power that be want to do to bring people into some kind of competitive edge or whatever. But it's all about money. And that's unfortunate because there's so many people that have such fine things to say. And, you know, they just, you know, they can't do it any other way unless they do spoken word or unless they become a rapper or something like Queen Sheba doing that. I'm hoping that she's going to come back, you guys. If not, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. I was checking my phone to see if I see her, any note from her or her rep saying that she's going to come back on. And I don't see anything, so I don't know what to say. I'm gonna tell you. Anyway, so the other thing about hip hop is, as I was mentioning, Gil Scott-Heron, I don't know. I would think that as people that are, there she is. You back? We got you?
I'm back.
Okay, I need you to bring it down, though. I can't see your face. Either sit lower or give me the camera.
My face.
Here you go. Okay, hey. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
So you were talking, we were talking about hip hop, and you were saying that the differences in your in the way things are looked at is that hip hop and spoken word are different because hip hop and rap are more intentional. And then I was saying while you were gone, I still don't get it because when I hear a spoken word artist, it's very intentional.
There's no, I said that intentionality is different.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when you listen to pop music or pop songs, mm-hmm. It's different than when you're listening to a country song. That's all I'm saying. And mm-hmm. you should know the difference between a rap song and a poetry song. And that's all I'm saying is that mm-hmm. when you listen to hip hop, there is a difference between if you're listening to a spoken word song. I cannot rap. And when you're listening to my album, you're going to say, oh, this isn't hip hop. This is spoken word.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You can tell you can't rap.
No. I mean, you can tell the difference that it's spoken word versus rap. Because rap is like, they got the music and the girls and the and spoken word is like, I'm going to deliver. And when I deliver, I'm going to raise you up out of that chair. And I'm going to feel like, yeah, girl, you better tell it. You know, and things like that. So let's
get back to you. And I think our intention, well, how about this? My intention is healing. My intention has always been healing. If it's tough love, if it's been through my experience, if it's been through experience that I've shared stories through other people. It's always been, this is the problem. Here are some solutions. Here's what you can do about it on your way home tonight.
Okay.
Here's something that you can do immediately, not off in the distance. Your man is beating you or your woman is beating you. This is what you can do tonight. This is the number you can call. These are some steps you can take. Some is fantasy. Some, you know, I want to say this very carefully. I was talking to a poet the other day and they were talking about a poet. I'm not even going to say the name of the poem because it's very famous. But they were talking about a poem that they were upset wasn't true. And I was like, poems don't have to be true. They don't have to be true. They don't have to be true. There's poetic license, one. And if I wrote a poem about Game of Thrones dragons coming into my house and whisking me off in the middle of the night, is it okay because you know it's not true? But if I made up a poem and said, I don't know, that I was raised by wolves for the first 3 years and made it really believable. And then, I don't know, I was adopted by Spanish people and Mexicans came to save me. And then I came to America, but made it really believable. Are you upset because then you find out it's not true? Poems don't have to be true. It's just like when you go to church, it's about the message and how you feel and the action that you take when you leave. It's just like a dream. It's more about how you feel when you wake up from the dream and the action that you take after the dream than it is about it being true. The difference, now you're going to say, Sheba, you just said that hip hop was fantasy. The difference in the intentionality of intentional fantasy of, oh, I got this and I got that, and da 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 da. Your hip hop is, hip hop can destructively tell our people that it's okay to live a life that is unobtainable by most people. Mm-hmm. So hip hop is just like a basketball team. There's only 15 people on the team, but everybody in the country wants to play in the NBA, right? And spoken word says, no, you and me can do this. This is for the common everyday person. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is how we can make it out. This is how we survive. Now, if you make it out and you just happen to blow, wonderful. Amazing. Great. That's awesome. But this is how you survive trauma every day. This is how you survive your mama and daddy fighting in the other room every day. This is how you protect your little brother, your little sister from your drunk ass daddy every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between hip hop and spoken word. Hip hop does not like being vulnerable. There's the moment.
There has to be an ego involved. There has to be an ego involved.
And the reason that Kendrick was able to blow on Not Like Us is because a little bit of ego was taken out. Now, he was talking shit and just really won.
He was.
And really came back with monster. But he pulled out some things that we were all feeling. It was just like, come on, man, you didn't even have to come for me. But since you did, this is what we're all thinking. It. Mm-hmm. Since you came for me, this is what I'm going to say out loud that we're all thinking. So spoken word is the voice of the people. And hip hop is the voice of some people. That's the difference. That's why we're more effective. And you don't want spoken word artists to take the place, the 16 bars replacement of the hip hop artists, because they won't last long. And that's not a jab. It's people want to be uplift.
They want to, right? Especially right now in today's times.
Yes.
Nobody wants to hear about shooting and killing people and all. Nobody feel like hearing all of that no more.
Not right now.
Is, I wanted to expound on something you said about spoken word being for the people. You know, the thing about spoken word is that a three-year-old child can get up. I heard a kid on TikTok. He had to be like 3 years old. You know, after coming in, the brothers and the sisters, they were talking like, those are people that have something to say. They probably know why they were born and know what they're here to do, because a lot of them do start very early. And I'm sure you started talking about things and bringing things up out of yourself when you were a child. A lot of children express who they are at a very early age. And if the parents are intuitive and intelligent enough, they'll grab the kid and direct the kid into where they seeing that kid's going, which I'm imagining you did. But what I want to ask you about, like when someone like Ye says something, I remember Dave Chappelle said, somebody had him on a show and he said, oh yeah, the phone rang. And he said, oh yeah, because I'm Kanye West and my shit is dope. And then he hung up on the person. And you talked about how the egos are in there. What we don't understand is that the older we get and when you start aging and the newer people move on the platform and then they have to readjust what made money and readjust what not making money and go and see who you still doing and are you still looking and all of that, what they get through for talents and creative people. You may or may not be the same person that you started out being. And that is the danger. That's the beauty of you staying independent and being a spoken word artist. And by the way, you can go to record labels and get a sub deal and have them distribute, you know, your stuff through your own little thing. It's not hard to do. It's not hard to do.
Well, help me out, Osiris.
I'll talk to your people, you know, and then she can talk to you.
Well, you're going to talk to my people? Well, really, it's me on the other side of another email.
Well, I'll talk to you too. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm just saying, whatever way, we'll get the word to you, the information.
Let's do it.
But anyway, yeah, so I find it difficult to believe that spoken word, again, great, great, great move on the Grammy part to bring it into the fold and make it real and make it something that people can aspire to do. Brandon, tell me how much you're going to cut your dad and your mom and if you'd like this and then can I do it to you and all of that. And I'll be honest with you right now, you guys, just remember I said this. I'm very intuitive and I see the future and I'm a progressive thinker. Rap and hip hop are going to die out. And eventually, and there's not that they're not going to change. It's going to go more in the spoken word because as Queen just said here, people are starving for something they can feed on to keep stay alive. Don't nobody care. Well, in the future right now, there's so much going on. It's going to be difficult for people to focus on anything but how to survive. Like, how do I get through this stuff?
How do I get through this today?
What am I going to do? I can't, your vagina ain't got nothing to do with me paying my doggone bills, you know? And that's why it's even on the charts this year, it's there. You're seeing the decline because it went from being conscious and being intentional to now it's just about sex. It's all in the lower world.
Even the women's empowerment, I really, and I want to be very clear, and I'm glad we have time to make this clear. I want to be very clear. There is room for sex and fucking, okay? Let me be very clear. There's lots of room for it in spoken word and poetry. And if you want to talk about revolutionaries or Hotep or conscious people, there's room for it there too. Yes. We're saying do not weaponize it against us. That's what we're saying. Do not violate us. That's what we're saying. I really enjoyed when Megan Thee Stallion first came out. I really enjoyed when Cardi B first came out. I loved it. I was like, yes, I am team both of them. I really enjoy Nicki Minaj. I still do. I really enjoy Glorilla. That album, oh my God. Yes, TGI Friday, Stephen PM Friday. I'm bumping this in my car. Let's not make a mistake. I am not rolling around to The Last Poets with my window down. Okay, this is
no, you and probably didn't know who they are.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
I guess so. They're way back.
I want to be very clear. I have shit talking poems too. I have rant. They're not all butterflies and flowers. I have 11 albums, and I wouldn't still be current. I wouldn't still be relevant if I didn't shit talk, if I couldn't navigate the waters, if I couldn't do it all, if I couldn't put out a book called Clemency, if I couldn't do a TED talk. I'm sitting in Clark Atlanta University where I'm an adjunct professor. That's where I am. Mm-hmm. So if I couldn't do it all and still do spoken word, poetry, hip hop, and do all of the things, then I wouldn't last 24 years. And I tell all of the hip hop artists, listen, you got to be able to do it all. And that's what Kendrick Lamar can do. He can do it all. Let's be very clear. So can Drake. Let's be very clear.
Drake, I don't know. That's corporate America getting in all of that and trying to, know about all of that. But what I wanted to say when you were saying about there's room for that, sex and drugs and women's bodies and pornification, all that has been popular since the beginning of the time. It was so popular that Rome imploded because of it.
Yes,
it was so popular that there are countries and wars have been fought over.
Absolutely.
Pussy. Yes. Do you hear me when I say this? I'm not afraid to say
the
it.
The oldest profession
woman
in the world.
I can say it.
Absolutely.
You know, wars have been fought. But when it comes
And won over it.
And then, but when it comes to what feeds the human soul, I'm talking about what feeds the human soul at the end of the day. And after your clothes are off and you've done the deed and you found out what a blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, when we sleep with ourselves and we have to go inside that big head of inside ourselves and say, what did I accomplish? Was I productive? Was I not productive? Did I get the thing out? Did I make a statement that whatever I'm doing, hip hop and rap are not doing it anymore. And that's why, wait a minute. That's why XG, real quick, because I want to hear what you have to say. XG, XG is a Chinese girls group out of China. They don't use one curse word, not one. And their shit is banging, not one curse word. Same thing with Red Lotus. Same with this rapper called the Red Lotus. He's doing the same thing. I'm a gardener and a warrior, not a war and a god. He not using one curse word, not one, just going back to where we started, going back to talking to kids out there. What are you going through? I want to connect with you. There are kids that are around a bunch of cursing and drugs, and that's their environment, but that's not all of us. And corporate America has turned to what that's the only thing you hear now. That's what I mean when I say that. Of course, there's room. There's so much room. That's all they're doing now. It's plenty of room for low-grade stuff. But what about the part of us that needs to be elevated, our spiritual selves? What do you have to say about that?
So I 100% agree with you, and I want to extend on what you're saying. What I was saying in addition to the albums coming out is that when we talk about the everyday people that spoken word artists affect, AFFECT, is that fellatio, dick sucking, whatever you want to call it, that we're listening to 15 times a day on one radio station is not getting these women the cars and the glamorous life that they think they're getting. Mm-hmm. They're getting them abuse and crack cocaine and maybe one night in a very horrible living condition, or maybe some food, or maybe just enough food for them and their baby. They're not living this glamorous life. And so it's very hard for me to continue to hear these type of lyrics without the balance of spoken word, with the healing of saying, sister, there's another way. Because this is just a fantasy song that this one woman may have been able to leverage with her influence and get this life. That's great. But that's not the reality of everyday living in the 2 mile radius around Clark Atlanta University, where we have drugs, guns, and we live in this school. This HBCU sits in the lowest income bracket of Atlanta, Georgia, where it's the number one entertainment capital in the world right now. Billions of dollars where these songs are being pumped out every day. And again, this is not bashing the song. This is saying have spoken word as the balance. That's all I'm saying. In 2008, I had my album come out and Kanye West had his album come out. And I was honored that people were like, oh, you should put your album off for a day because Kanye's album is dropping. And I was like, I don't even know Kanye. Like, I didn't even think I didn't even think we were on the same I didn't think we were on the same level. I thought Kanye was way up here and I'm spoken word. But the fact that people said that meant that they wanted to hear his album and then be able to listen to mine on a different day was groundbreaking. Because that meant they wanted to focus on his, listen to his, then they wanted to focus on mine as well. So my campaign for that album, that album is called Domino Effect. It's still out in the cyber world.
Thanks.
And it's still out in the world.
You can great title, yeah.
Domino Effect. And it's AFFECT because affect is to affect other people. And my spoken word, Domino Effect, A Hurricane in Heels, just like this album, is to affect other people for positive change. And that's all I've ever wanted to do with my spoken word. I'm a tough love person. I have raw, relatable spoken word pieces that you can relate to, you and your sister and your cousin. I don't do any male bashing. I take accountability in my poems. I say, that's I right. messed up. That's this right. is how I messed up the relationship. Don't do it like me. Don't do it.
Let me get some.
Real quick, what I wanted to say was,
okay,
that.
Well, hold on a second. Let me shout out to our sponsor and then we'll go come right back. Shout out to Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. He is a real estate, senior real estate and property specialist, 818-571-1508. Talk to him, call him. He'd love to speak to you about anything doing real estate again. 818-571-1508. And now back to Queen Sheba.
Kevin? Okay.
Kevin Pike. Real
estate.
Coldwell Banker.
Let me just get a loft out there in 818. Okay. You know what I mean?
I'll put you in touch.
Ben. So all I say to people is just balance it out with spoken word. So my campaign was not against Kanye that year. It was both. Listen to Kanye's album and buy my album. Okay. Whatever album you're listening to right now, also get Hurricane and Heels. Listen to them both. Just balance your life, yin and yang. I'm not telling you to put down anything. Do what you want to do, but also listen to spoken word. Hire a poet. That's my hashtag. Hire a poet, the Queen Sheba.
I love that.
Yeah, hire a poet, any poet. Hire a poet for your corporate gatherings, for keynote speaking, for your podcast, for whatever you have.
Anything, yeah.
Anything for Black History Month, National Poetry Month, Women's History Month, National Music Month, National Abuse Awareness Month, Breast Cancer
Awareness. And don't forget women veterans. I'm a veteran. Don't forget women veterans.
Women veterans. You know. You can hire a poet for anything because we have not one course. We have all courses of trajectory in our career. There's nothing that we can't do. We can sing, we can dance, we can act, we can recite. We're comedians. I know I'm haven't been, you know, but this has been a serious conversation, but I am hilarious on stage. So come out and see me if you haven't seen me. And the album, A Hurricane in Heels, I left in the banter on purpose because I wanted it to feel like a 1 hour concert. Like you're going to see me with a 1 hour concert with a band behind me. So you got some banter, you got some poems with music, and you got some a cappella poems. And I wanted it to feel like a 1 hour concert at City Winery. And I think it's...
Now,
it's
is it being streamed? Is it being streamed online as well? Or is it something you have to buy like a CD?
No, you can stream it. It's on every platform you can imagine.
It's streaming, y'all. There you go. You don't have to go on...
It's streaming everywhere. It's on Tidal. It's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify. It's on my website. My website is ahurricaneinheels.com. It's everywhere. Just... You can download it. You can stream it. Divinity Rocks, who is Beyonce's bass player for her all-girl band. We are putting out a music video on December 12th, which is the first day of final voting for to determine the winner of the spoken word category. So we're going to drop the video on December 12th. And matter of fact, tonight, we are finishing the last scene of the video, and this tank top is Hope, right? So the last line of my poem for the song says, and I walk in with wearing a tank top with my favorite four-letter word, hope. And people are like, oh, that's because it's positivity. You just got to spin it. You know, it's always positive. The answer is always positivity. You just got to be clever with the bars.
Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
Yeah, keep hope alive. Exactly.
You're talking about. The thing, what I like is that you're engaging with all of these other people and gathering these people. Like, to me, Erykah Badu is sort of a spoken word artist, even though she's an R&B artist, but she'll go into her and start talking and bring it in. And there's a few people like that. And they are more. It is
Jaguar Wright.
Huh?
Jaguar Wright.
Yes, all of them. All of them are. It's just so much talent. I don't even know what to do with it. So I'm liking that people like yourself talk to us a little bit about CODA And what I want to find out is that, do you actually wear heels? I wear heels all the time. I'm a former model, so I love heels and pumps.
Girl, don't give me my heels out right now. I'm on heels.
I know what she said. H-E-E-L-S. Did you say that? I would wear those. I don't wear sneakers that much. I think they don't make me feel
good. No, I wear heels all the time.
I love heels.
I feel like, and I fly a lot. And this is my opinion. I think it's insulting when people get on the airplane in their pajamas. Those pilots, I feel like you should get dressed when you get on an airplane. I'm not saying you should put on a suit, but those pilots have our life in their hands. And you're just saying, I'm just going to roll out of bed and get on this airplane in my pajamas. Mm-hmm. What happened to dressing up because you feel good about you? What happened to putting on clothes? What happened to that? What happened to being...
Like they do in the South, they dress up, go to the liquor store in the South.
And I'm in the South with an F. I'm in the ATA.
I'm from the South. I know.
With an S-O-U-F. Yes. Look, I got on this tuxedo jacket just at school.
With your spoken word, I like that you dressed up, but your spoken word, to me, you can be artsy and do like a t-shirt and your beautiful hair and all of that. You know, sometimes I have to put on a jacket just to be a little bit, because I'm a talk host and stuff, but everything, well, you know.
Let me show you. I got a body full of
tattoos.
Yeah, I got tattoos. I got body full of tattoos. I got piercings, piercings in my nose. I love Erykah Badu.
I had those years ago. I did piercings years ago before it was popular. And then when it got popular, I started doing some other thing. Like, it's some people that have been at all this stuff for so long and it was not popular. And so you fought the battle of being laughed at and put down and all that. And then when it became popular, now all of us are doing other things. Like, we already did all that. We doing something, you know, that kind of thing. But it's like interesting, but that you can wear and be all of those energies. Yes. What is the biggest challenge that you've had before we talk about CODA? What is the biggest challenge you've had being a spoken word artist and having to go on the road and talk to so many different kinds of people and fill people's hearts up with hope?
Being a woman.
Wow. To explain that in what way? Getting hit on or?
I was,
I
had attempted kidnapping in St. Louis, and I have receipts and people, have receipts and people.
You got kidnapped?
Attempted kidnapping. Luckily, my parents, when I was growing up, taught me to yell fire.
There you go.
So after a poetry show, and I don't do sex poems often. I have one or two. I might have three in my whole arsenal. I have love poems that mention intimacy. I do. And people know that. But that is different. I don't have straight up.
Come and do me.
Right. I don't have, I might have three of those and they're still creative. You know what I mean? And it's because I had traveled on the road. I've been traveling on the road for 24 years by myself. And I never wanted to give the invitation that it was okay to approach me afterwards to go home with you, man or woman. And I am.
That's right. Men or women.
Man or woman, right? And I'm not, you know, I'm not innocent, but, you know, it's got to be.
That's not where you're coming from.
No, that's not where I'm coming from. And art is art, right? So in St. Louis, about 2005-ish, I had an attempted kidnapping. A man after a poetry show tried to put me in his trunk.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. See, stuff like that has happened to me when I was younger. But you become very resilient. You become really strong. And your warrior steps up, you know, and starts to pin.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 5'7". I am too fat to be kidnapped. And I'm not fat. It's just a joke. It's just a joke. I'm not fat.
They can put fat folk in the trunk, girl, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking for you.
I got these broad shoulders. I'm like half German. Like,
they're looking for you. They're looking for you. So they can take you over there and make some other people out of you.
But this is where the poems come from. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what I'm calling. It's like, bro, what are you doing? And so then I get on stage and I become this comedian, which has these transitions to my poems, which are very heavy, right? Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how to write that poem into a joke. So then I make the jokes like, man, come on, you thought I was going to give you some pussy over some turkey bacon?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then I go into the poem and people are loosened up a little bit, but then they can receive.
Then they get it.
then they can receive the poem, right? And so that's what I had to learn. So I went to comedy school when I was in grad school.
You got to keep putting tools in your pocket.
So I went to comedy school. I worked with a band for a while. I'm not a singer, but I learned to sing enough songs for transitions. If I ever had to go to a jam session, I could sing Time After Time and maybe like a couple songs by Rihanna or whatever.
We got to go. I would love to keep talking to you. We're going to have come back. I'm serious. Yeah. Come back.
You're friends with you if you want to.
And I got some information I want to get to you. Come back. But before we go, I need your social media tags.
Sure. Everything is a Hurricane in Heels, the Queen Sheba. Listen to my album, you guys. I am the only woman. And that's what I'm saying. Being a woman is challenging, not because I am a soft or pushover woman at all whatsoever. It's because this genre is dominated by men. I'm not talking about a cohort. I'm talking about spoken word is dominated by men. Yeah. And this cohort this year is full of five amazing poets. All five of us can stand in our rights. I'm the only woman this year, and I want to win for all of the women who could not be here. So a Hurricane in Heels, Queen Sheba. Listen to it, beginning to end.
That's across social media, Hurricane in Heels.
Across social media, the Queen Sheba, a Hurricane in Heels. Osiris, you're amazing.
Okay. So you guys hear her, a Hurricane Heels, Queen Sheba. Don't forget, I will make a point to remind you because I love people like this. That's why I have her on my show. I love this kind of stuff. You know, and for me, don't forget Osiris_Mounir_thepainter on IG. You can look me up anywhere. Just put Osiris Mounir. I'm the only Osiris in the entertainment industry that I know of that has a mouth that's saying something. So it's not hard to find. And I'm a person of color. So That should distinguish me in some ways. And then we want to look at you. When are we going to hear about the Grammy, everything about the Grammys and the new album and all of that? When is that happening?
So the album is out. It's on all streaming platforms. The Recording Academy is coming tomorrow morning to interview me for their docuseries. One of several nominees. I don't know who the other nominees are they're interviewing. It comes out in January. I'm sure it's going to be after voting is over that they're going to release it, because that wouldn't be fair.
Can we vote and all of that? Can people out here vote? Can you tell us how we vote?
Yes. So if you are a Recording Academy voting member, I cannot tell you who to vote for, but I can tell you that I have an album up for consideration in the spoken word poetry category called A Hurricane in Heels, Heal People Don't Act Like That. And my name is Queen Sheba.
Love that.
And shout out to Sam Hansen. December 12th to January 5th.
That's right. December 12th.
To January 5th.
January 5th are the time periods, you guys. We can shout out to. I'm rushing a little bit because we are out of time. But I want to say shout out to Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio. Thank you for helping us shine every week. And shout out to those of you. I love you for showing up every day. Like, this woman shows up, does her thing. That's how you get it done. And I love you for being who you are and supporting all of us and being those beautiful people that I know that you are who watch the show and get to experience people like this. Don't forget to support this woman. I'm going to do the same. I know it may take me some time. I'm very busy, but I will get around to it. If I say it, I usually mean it. And support her. And don't forget to, you can vote. You can encourage other people to vote. I'm going to talk a lot about her. I just love you and where you're coming from. And I'm so appreciative that you were brought to my attention and brought on this show. And whatever I can do to support and help you, you got it. Okay. All right. Bye, everybody. Don't forget to smile. It works wonders. And I see you soon.
Peace.
You're listening to The Osiris Mounir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.